Hi, children. I'm going to tell you the story of the declaration in the Garden of Rizwan from the book The Life of Baha'u'llah, a treasury of stories from Brilliant Star. This story begins when Baha'u'llah and his family were exiled to Baghdad, Iraq, from their homeland in Persia, which we now call Iran, because Muslim leaders wanted to diminish his influence as a leader in the Babi faith. Many Babis had been killed for their faith, and those living in Baghdad feared persecution. They didn't meet each other in public, but Baha'u'llah visited them and let people know that he was a Babi. His courageous example inspired others, and they began to venture out. Soon, people from all walks of life were drawn to Baha'u'llah's loving presence. They sought his wisdom and advice. But in time, the Muslim authorities in Baghdad began to feel threatened by Baha'u'llah's prominence in the city. In the year 1863, it was announced that he was being sent to Constantinople, which we now call Istanbul, Turkey. Those who knew and loved him were devastated. People flocked to his house to say goodbye, but his home was too small. A friend invited him to use his garden on the Tigris River. Baha'u'llah and some of the Babis gathered in the garden on April 22, 1863. Baha'u'llah's departure was a sad occasion. But something amazing happened at that time. Baha'u'llah announced that he was the promised messenger of God foretold by the Bab. His followers were overjoyed. The farewell gathering became a wondrous spiritual occasion, and the garden became known as the Garden of Rizwan, which means paradise in Arabic. Baha'u'llah wrote, "Rejoice with exceeding gladness, O people of Baha, as ye call to remembrance the day of supreme felicity, the day whereon the tongue of the Ancient of Days hath spoken, as he departed from his house, proceeding to the spot from which he shed upon the whole of creation the splendors of his name, the All-Merciful." For 12 days, Baha'u'llah met with friends who visited him in the garden, including the governor, who admired Baha'u'llah, and asked how he could help with his journey. Baha'u'llah asked that the Babis in Baghdad be treated with kindness. The governor readily agreed. Each day, gardeners would pick roses and place them in Baha'u'llah's tent. The flowers were piled so high that people couldn't see over them. Baha'u'llah had the roses taken to friends in Baghdad. At night, he walked and chanted prayers among the songs of nightingales. Today, Baha'is joyfully celebrate the Festival of Rizwan, which Baha'u'llah named the Most Great Festival.